大家好, hello everybody, welcome to another Morning English podcast. 我是Jack.
大家好,我是卡拉, 欢迎收听今天这一期的早安英文。
Okay, so today we're going to be having a look at going to the hospital. So, any language we can use or conversations while in a hospital.
所以我们今天就特别的 straightforward, 是吧
Yeah, very straightforward, yeah.
Okay, 那今天呢就要跟大家来聊一聊去到医院可能会用到的一些英文句子和短语以及对话。如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。
OK, let's begin with looking at some key words that are used in a hospital.
首先呢还是我们先过一下这个 keywords, 也就是关键词汇。
OK, 第一个 register, R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R. This is when you enroll into a system or an official register. This basically means you're letting the hospital know that you have arrived.
而且呢这个是 the first thing you need to do.
Exactly.
就是你去到医院之后首先要做的第一件事情是干什么呢？挂号。挂号的英文叫做 register.
The next, the arga, counter.你学我的中文吗？
对，
第二个counter, C-O-U-N-T-E-R. This is a level surface, like a table, which is basically where you will register or, you know, something like that.
Counter 这个词其实在很多地方都会用到，比如说你这个结账的柜台啊，什么前台的那个柜台啊，都可以用到这个词。所以在医院呢，也会有这么一个地方 counter, 就是柜台，你可能需要在那里完成注册啊，等等之类的。
Yeah, so an example sentence would be, please register at the counter over there.
请到那边的那个柜台先去挂个号。
Okay, the next, 第三个 patient. This is anybody who is at the hospital for treatment. So they could be sick or have a broken leg. They're just...anything that, you know, needs to be done.
对，这个词呢，的确它可以做形容词用，表示耐心的。但是呢，在这种情况下呢，它做名词用，表示病人。
Okay, 第四个 symptoms, S-Y-M-P-T-O-M-S. These are the things that show that a person is not well or have something wrong with them.
Symptoms 这个词呢是你在医院的时候一定会被问到的，就是说你的症状是什么，医生会要你描述一下你的 symptoms.
So for example, you could say he has the following symptoms: headache, bad stomach, runny nose, you know, something like that.
对对对，行。所以就说他呢有以下的这一些症状，比如说头痛，鼻塞流鼻涕等等等等之类的。
Okay, and 第五个 prescription, P-R-E-S-C-R-I-P-T-I-O-N. 哇，比较像啊。
How thoughtful.
Yeah. So this is written by a doctor or a medical worker, and it basically allows you to buy drugs for your health.
这个词的意思就是处方 prescription.
对。
Yeah. 好，下一个。
不好意思，我喝一口咖啡。
被揭穿了。
Okay, right, now let's move on and do some role play. So we're going to be a nurse and a patient. Who do you want to be?
I want to be the nurse.
Okay, right, I'll be the patient.
Okay.
Right. Hello.
Hi, how may I help you?
I'd like to see the doctor. I have flu. I've got a sore throat and a terrible headache.
You'll have to register at the counter first, and then get a seat and wait for your turn.
Okay. How long do you think I will have to wait to see the doctor?
You'll have to wait till your name is called out, depending on the number of patients ahead of you.
Okay. I see there are only 3 patients ahead of me. I guess it will be 30 minutes or so.
No problem. Get well soon.
Thanks, that was great acting skills from you, Cara.
Yeah, I know,
good
I know,
job.
Right?
Okay, right, so there are lots of conversations that happen in hospital and there's a lot to go through, but we'll just give you one more example and yeah, hopefully you can listen out for some key words.
首先呢简单给大家解释一下刚刚那一段对话，其实呢就是一个病人和一个护士的一段对话。护士告诉他你先要去那边的柜台挂号，然后呢坐着等，等到喊到你的名字你就可以进去看医生了。对，就是这么的简单。好，接下来呢我们来表演的这一段对话就是病人和医生之间的对话了。
Okay, right. So, how about I'll be the doctor and you can be the patient this time?
Okay. Okay. 好吧。
Okay.
Okay.
All right, okay. Hi, take a seat. What's the matter?
Hi, doctor. I'm having symptoms like flu, sore throat, and terrible headache for the past week.
Let me have a look. Where does it hurt? Have you taken some medicine yet?
I took some antibiotics I got from over-the-counter five days ago.
Okay, just take off your coat and I'll examine you. Let me take your pulse, temperature, and blood pressure.
好，然后呢，一会儿过后，检查完了之后。
Oh dear, your temperature is too high. It looks like you have a fever. Take this prescription and go to the counter to get some medicine.
Thank you, doctor.
My pleasure. Get well soon.
你的表演也不错啊
Yeah, waiting for the clap. Okay, right, let's have a look at some of the key words we used there. So one of them was fever, F-E-V-E-R.
就是发烧了，你的体温有点偏高。
There was also pulse, P-U-L-S-E.
这个就是你的脉搏，要测量一下你的脉搏。
Yeah, and one more, it's antibiotics.
Antibiotics.
Yes.
Where are you from, Jack?
American pronunciation, 美国话是 antibiotics.
Very good.
Yeah, English is antibiotics.
Okay, 那这个词的意思呢就是抗生素。另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包，大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。
Okay, well that's all we have for you today. I hope you don't have to use these words because we don't want you to go to the hospital.
对，
but in case you do, they'll be there for you.
对，还是希望大家 stay healthy.
Yeah.
但是如果说就是以防万一嘛， just in case.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so 我是卡拉，
我是 Jack,
我们下期见，拜拜。
再见，拜。